You're listening to SBS News. The vaccine sharing program known as COVAX has secured pledges of nearly $3 billion to widen access to COVID-19 vaccinations for people in the world's poorest countries. It aims to accelerate access to 1.8 billion vaccine doses for poorer nations this year. Australia has promised an extra 50 million after pledging 80 million last year. Canada, Sweden, Austria, Switzerland and Luxembourg are among other countries to make new donations. The pledges came during a video summit hosted by Japan and the Gavi Vaccine Alliance, which leads the COVAX facility with the World Health Organization. The chairman of the Gavi Vaccine Alliance, José Manuel Barroso, says the additional pledges bring the total financing so far to $12.4 billion.
This new financing facility will allow COVAX to rapidly acquire vaccines for sub-Saharan African countries under the cost-sharing scheme. Our efforts will also be boosted further by those donations from several governments, which will help accelerate equitable access through COVAX. And once again, I thank them for their generous contributions. Today's summit clearly demonstrates that global leadership understands and supports this. Today, these pledges and expressions of solidarity, we have taken a big step towards one world protected.
Director General of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says only a tiny fraction of the vaccines delivered have been administered in low-income countries.
So far, we have delivered almost 78 million doses to 127 countries and economies since February. From remote islands to conflict zones. But of the 1.8 billion vaccines administered globally, just 0.4% have been administered in low-income countries. This is ethically, epidemiologically, and economically unacceptable.
Chief Executive of the Gavi Vaccine Alliance, Seth Berkley, says more equitable access to vaccinations would have prevented deaths in countries such as India.
More than 1.5 billion COVID-19 vaccine doses have been administered worldwide so far. Had they been equitably distributed, by now a significant portion of the global adult population would have had at least one dose. This may have prevented the tragic situations we're seeing in India and elsewhere and would have helped us guard against the emergence of more contagious and more deadly new variants.
One rich nation that's fully vaccinated more than 50% of its population is the United States. And now President Joe Biden has announced what he's calling a month of action to ensure 70% of adults in the US have at least had their first dose by American Independence Day on the 4th of July. He's reminded Americans how easy it is for them to get protected compared to what's occurring in other nations. In the US, all it involves is making a trip to a pharmacy for a free vaccination.
Every American over 12 years of age, no matter where you live, what you believe, who you voted for, has the right to get vaccinated. It's your choice. So please, exercise your freedom. Live without fear. We need to be one America, united, free from fear this fall.
And in the United Kingdom, three quarters of the adult population is now reported to have had a first dose of vaccine. Globally, 3.6 million people have died from COVID-19, and there have been more than 171 million cases. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.